Because Christ lives, we too shall live forever in the new heaven and the new earth through faith in our Savior, Jesus. Amen. The word of God we want to consider today is the beginning of our epistle reading for this past Sunday, which was the fifth Sunday of Easter. We're looking at Revelation chapter 21, verse 1. The Apostle John wrote, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea." My dear fellow Christians who are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth, at the end of the creation account, Scripture says, "God saw all that he had made, and it was very good." And God's very good is different from our very good. When he says very good, it means it was absolutely perfect. There wasn't a blemish, a defect, a fault in his creation at all. We can only really imagine what a perfect world might have been like, even though, you know, what we can do is we can catch glimpses of God's perfect creation at different times. For example, right now, when we're in the springtime and you see things blooming like they are, you can get glimpses of that perfection of God's creation. And just imagine what the Garden of Eden must have been like right after the days of creation. That perfection, though, was ruined by sin. Sin not only infected man, it also infected God's perfect creation, the heavens and the earth. And here, when we talk about heavens, we're talking about the planets, the stars, and everything, not heaven itself. But sin infected the heavens and the earth, affected all things. And it's only getting worse. And we can see that in our world around us all the time. Our world is infected by sin. The fact that we can look and see pollution and we can see all of the problems that our world is facing, it's obvious that we don't have a world that is evolving and getting better. We have a world that is devolving and is getting worse. And, well, the fact of the matter is, so are we. So is our human race. When you look back for a time, our bodies, they're going downhill. But Adam and Eve, well, Adam, he lived to be 930 years old. 930 years old. And today the average lifespan is, oh, maybe 70 to 80 years. 70 to 80 years, and that's because of the tremendous things that medicine is able to do. Without modern medicine, who knows how low our lifespans actually would be. As soon as we begin living, actually, we have to say we're kind of beginning the process of dying. We're in our most perfect state the moment that we begin, the moment of conception. And after that, well, we're just heading toward the grave. We're heading toward the grave, and there's nothing that we can do about it. And that may sound like a terribly downer statement, a very sad statement, and it is a terribly downer statement, but not with God, because God can and does change things. John says, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away." God had used 6 days to create everything, but on Judgment Day, in an instant, the old with its sinfulness will pass away. There will be no warning of the exact time for when Judgment Day will come, but we know it's coming. And the signs are there You know, wars, rumors of wars, famines, earthquakes, pestilences or diseases. We can see that. The signs are there. The signs are there, and Judgment Day could come at any time. Could be way off in the distance yet, but it could come at any time. The signs are there. But when we think about Judgment Day, there's no warning time where we'll have 15, 20 minutes to get ready or something like that. God will come and he will change things. God doesn't need set up time. Oh, what I'm thinking of there is, oh, if a wrecking company comes to because it's going to demolish a building, it takes time to set up whatever it needs to do the demolishing work. But God doesn't need set up time to rid this world of its sin. He'll remove all sin from our world, from his creation, in an instant. Sin will be gone. So will all the physical things that we've worked so hard for in this life. Oh, think about it. Our house, our car, furniture, our computers, our cell phones, our bank accounts, all of those things, everything gone. Things that we may have devoted an entire lifetime in working for, they'll be gone in an instant. Oh, think of the parable of the rich fool. And in that parable, there was that rich man. He made a wise business move when he tore down his barns and built bigger barns to store his crops in. However, what he was doing is he was trusting in his wealth instead of in God. And because he was trusting in his wealth instead of in God, well, then what happened is when his life was taken from him, what did he have? Nothing. Nothing at all. His earthly treasures, they couldn't do him any good. So see, it only makes sense for us, and we can only say this really to believers because it's through faith that we can see this. It only makes sense to us to not get too attached to life's pleasures and treasures. They're going to be gone in an instant. Instead, we'll want to follow Jesus' advice when he says, seek first God's kingdom and God's righteousness. There's an old fable about a young boy whose sister was dying. And this boy, supposedly he had heard that if he could just get a leaf from the tree of life in heaven, that then his sister could be well, that she could be healed. So what he did, and remember this is a fable, it's not a real thing, so he approached heaven's gates and he talked to an angel there about his dilemma looking for a leaf from the tree of life. The angel said that, oh, if his sister would be healed by that leaf, well, that didn't mean that she wouldn't face life's problems and troubles and disappointments and temptations in the future. Matter of fact, of course, she would end up, if she didn't die then, she'd die later, of course. That's the way of life as we think about it in this world. But then what the angel did is he opened the gate to heaven just a little bit so that the young boy could look on in. And when he looked in and just got a little glimpse of heaven, he was so amazed by the wonderful things that he saw that all of a sudden his attitude changed. Instead, he said to the angel, "Forget the leaf, may I come in with her?" And when we think about the better place that awaits us, isn't that how we'd react to a new heaven and a new earth? Doesn't that encourage us to say, amen, come, Lord Jesus? Even as we live in this sinful world with its problems and troubles and temptations, yet We know that we still are so richly blessed by our God because He gives us so much physical blessings, spiritual blessings, His grace and love and forgiveness. And, well, because of the blessings that we get from God, earthly blessings that we get from Him, it's easy to become quite attached to this sinful world, to this life. But up ahead is a new heaven and a new earth. And think of that young boy looking into it, getting a glimpse of heaven. And again, doesn't that motivate us to say, Amen, come Lord Jesus. I want to be in that new heaven and new earth. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, we know that our sins wrecked your original perfect creation, but we rejoice that you didn't abandon us. You sent your Son to pay for our sins so that now through faith in him we can look forward to a new heaven and a new earth. Thank you, dear Lord Jesus. We pray in your name. Amen. In the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with you always. Amen.